Listener hears voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian U23 national team successfully advanced to the semifinals as Group A winners of the ASEAN U23 Championship 2025 or AFF U23 Cup. The national team of Indonesia drew 0-0 against Malaysia in a match held at Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium on Monday, July 21, 2025. The draw was enough to send Indonesia to the semi-final as Group A winners with a total of 7 points. Reported by RRI.co.id, Gerald Vandenberg's team will be accompanied by the Philippines, who won 2-0 against Brunei Darussalam at the same time. The Ministry of Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection, or P2AMI, is seeking stronger bilateral collaboration with Singapore to ensure safer and more efficient placement of Indonesian migrant workers, especially in the domestic and caregiving sectors. The Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Ministry Deputy Minister Christina Aryani expressed strong support for the bilateral forum agency, a joint initiative between Indonesia's Association of Migrant Worker Placement Companies, or APJATI, and Singapore's Association of Employment Agencies, or AEA. In a statement in Jakarta on Monday, Christina said Singapore remains a key destination for Indonesian migrant workers, particularly in the domestic and caregiving sectors. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. And it was always Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Good day from Jakarta, Indonesia. It's like at noon right now, really lunchtime, and I'm so happy to be accompanying you with a lot more information coming from Indonesia that you can access on viewartist.id and the application at RRI Digital. A lot of things will be coming up right on our online streaming platform, so make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And for everybody, I'd like to present you a very nice song because today is a very good day. Here is Gusti Wibowo with Hari Yang Mantap.
Hari Yang Mantap. Aduh sedap, kamu di Kemang, aku juga. Kok bisa ya nang kebetulan. Hari yang mantap. Ha, aduh senang. Terngiang-ngiang kamu sayang. Karena kita berdekatan. Apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar. Bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Apa bisa kita bertemu walau sebentar. Bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman.
Sudah terluka, fakta terkuat. Ini adalah hari yang paling mantap. Bertemu kamu, hatiku terkoyak. Bagai bunga yang wangi semerbak. Wong Fei Hung, aku jadi bingung. Kalau gak ada kamu, aku jadi linglung. Bang Bing Bung, yuk kita nabung. Tang Ting Tung, yuk kita ngitung.
Buat apaan? Buat nikah? Daftar KUA, ijab kabul dan langsung sah.
Saya nikahkan kamu dengan anak saya, Sekarang Patapa Binti, Sekarang Beribu Pa,
Dengan mas kawin tersebut, dibayar tunai. Sah semuanya?
Oke. Apa bisa? Apa bisa? Kita bertemu walau sebentar. Bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Apa bisa? Apa bisa? Kita bertemu walau sebentar. Bersenda gurau dengan kelakar. Ku jamin kamu akan nyaman. Jamin kamu akan nyaman. Ku jamin kamu akan
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
dirimu dapat ku miliki
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song titled Bidar Melaju by Selena Salsabila. The song is created by Fir Azwar. It tells the story of Bidar. Fir Azwar writes this song as Bidar is slowly being forgotten with time. Bidar is another name for pencalang boat. Back in Palembang Sultanate era, pencalang boat, known for its speed, was used for river patrols to ensure the security of areas surrounded by rivers. Today, Bidar boat races are often held in Palembang, South Sumatra. The song Bidar Melaju also reflects the strong and competitive spirit of the Palembang community, symbolized by Bidar boat that keeps moving forward on the Musi River. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Bidar Melaju by Selena Salsabila. Enjoy!
Bergandeng tangan kita selalu, rianglah hati tiada jemu. Riak gelombang seru menyeru, bidar melaju seiring lagu. Tiada terpandang dalamnya kalbu, bahagia hati janganlah. Laju, perahu bidar terus melaju. Laju, perahu bidar terus melaju. Laju, perahu bidar terus melaju. Laju. Perahu bidar terus melaju.
Prabu. Kita jalin harapan yang baru, batas 1,000 kan tunggu. Jaka maring talang betutu, sudah terkenal sejak dahulu. Kita seiring, kita bersatu, jangan terbuai masa yang lalu. Lajulah laju, lajulah laju, perahu bidat terus melaju. 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 Lajulah laju, lajulah laju, perahu bidat terus melaju.
And if you see Jakarta, listener, there are a lot of choices for you to buy a lot of things, from high-end into the micro, small, medium enterprises, and all of them or most of them has been not using again any coins or even banknotes. Instead, they are using digital transaction. And even in Jakarta alone, until June 2025, the digital transaction value in Jakarta has been 2.2 billion rupiah, and the number is spiking, not only rising, it's spiking 180% compared to the same period in 2024. And according to the head of Jakarta chapter of the Bank Indonesia, Ricky Perdana Gozali, most of the transaction or the digital transaction is made from the micro, small and medium businesses. And it seems that until now in Jakarta, there are so many people are using our very, very special system called KRIS, like 6.2 million users of them. And in the meantime, the governor of Jakarta, Pramono Anung, said that digitalization acceleration for the transaction is not only contributing to the number, but also in reducing violence and also crimes like pickpockets and racketeering, in which, well, less people are getting their money robbed by the people. So it is also so contributing nicely, not only for the economy, but also the crime rate, reducing the crime rate in Jakarta.
Berjiwa di samping. berharap dan ku harap menjadi harapanmu.
Waterfall is the most beautiful water tourism in Manado City, North Sulawesi. This becomes the residents' favorite recreational destination. This waterfall has a natural panorama that can spoil the eyes. Kima Atas Waterfall is located in Kima Atas Village, Mapanget District, Manado City. The location is about 10 kilometers from Sram Ratulangi Airport and 15 kilometers from downtown of Manado City and can be accessed by personal or public motor vehicles. This waterfall can be reached within 50 minutes from downtown of Manado City by land transportation. This waterfall has 3 steps and a height of about 8 meters. Under the waterfall, there is a reservoir of water that forms a pool so that visitors can swim in the area. The panorama around this waterfall is very beautiful, and it is surrounded by green trees so that the atmosphere is cool and calm. The water flows into the clean Kima River and empties into the Manado Beach. The water flow from the upper Kima waterfall is not too heavy because there is a plain which makes this waterfall look like to have levels. The water that comes down from above will indeed hit layers of rocks before going down to the bottom, so the resulting water flow is not too heavy. Therefore, you can swim and enjoy the flow of water from the waterfall directly in the water reservoir. There are several places that are quite deep, and this place is suitable for those of you who are proficient at swimming. If you are not good at swimming, you can just play in the water around shallow areas. If you don't want to swim, you can roll out a mat and sit around the waterfall to enjoy the rushing water. At the location of this waterfall, there are trees that are quite dense and large. If you want to stay overnight, there are quite a lot of inns here. because the location is not too far from downtown of Manado. Of course, there will be many inns with a variety of prices there.
Aku pun terpana melihat dia di depanku. Dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku tajam.
Sini di dalam darahku ada getar luput takku sempur. Dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku.
Ku memuji dalam hatiku. Jangan dikir aku kan mencinta. Ku hanya kagumi, hanya memuji. Di sini, di dalam dadaku ada getarmu putar ku sebut. Dia menjerat hatiku, menatapku tajam.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. With this app, you can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, although most of them will be in Indonesian language. And you can also enjoy your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with any announcer at the Voice of Indonesia by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Indonesia.
In a moment, you'll be listening to a story about Rindi, a music that you always hear when you landed in Bali. So stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Padamu ku percaya, ku percaya, tak masuk logika, tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya, padamu ku percaya.
Abas, Kak Abas, kata-katanya dong hari ini.
Satu kata.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. And talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it was so popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mak attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
Listener, Rindik is made from the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make Rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely Mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called Sangsi. In the performance of Bum Bum Dance, this technique is called Jegog. In Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the Bum Bum Dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.